Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 41. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. This passage is a pretty familiar one, and I've preached on it multiple times. And sometimes when things are familiar to me, it's easy for me to just go back to the thoughts I've always thought about them and not actually let God speak to me. And so I'm trying, as I read this, to hear what God has to say. And this thing that grabs my attention right now is the question, what shall we do? The people who heard Peter's sermon, they were cut to the heart. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. But they didn't know what to do. It is essential that we feel conviction, but that conviction doesn't tell us what to do. I think of the world around us as we go through a pandemic and unprecedented craziness in our lives. People are asking questions. And one of the questions people are asking is, what shall we do? People are feeling conviction. People are feeling a need for some sort of connection with God or spiritual experience. But they don't know what to do. As we go out into the world, into your workplace and your home and your sphere of influence, and you hear people crying out with complaints or questions or discontentment, we should interpret all of that as their way of asking, what shall we do? And we know what they should do. They should come to Jesus. Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That is a pretty concise answer with some powerful stuff. How would it change our witness in the world around us if we reinterpreted everyone's confusion and discontentment and cries for help as forms of the question, what shall we do? People are looking for answers. And in all appropriate humility, we have the answer. We know what they should do. If there's anyone in your life who is cut to their heart and they don't know what to do next, lead them to Jesus. Help them to repent. Lead them to baptism. And then we can have the joy of seeing them experience the forgiveness of their sins and being filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Society puts up all kinds of resistance to religion. They don't want to hear about God, but Jesus is the answer to their questions. He is the one that will satisfy their longings. He is what they're looking for. You and I live in a world full of people asking, what shall we do? And we have the privilege of pointing them in the only satisfying direction. Let's bring people to Jesus.
Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak Lord, your servants are listening.